It's from Luke 1, verses 26 to 28. 6 months after Elizabeth became pregnant, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a young woman named Mary. She was engaged to a man named Joseph of the house of David. Upon arriving, the angel said to Mary, "Rejoice, highly favored one. God is with you. Blessed are you among women." A word from our Holy Scripture.
So this month we have chosen the theme of hope for the whole month for our worship theme. And I decided I would tell the nativity story through actual story this month. So I'm going to share each of the characters in the nativity through a story through the month of December. So this Sunday we're focusing on the angels. The little angel slid breathlessly into the senior angel's lounge, where Gabriel was just putting up his feet for a little break. He did that for effect because angels really were never breathless. The little angel stopped for a moment to look around in awe. He hoped that he would someday be able to hang out in this lounge as well. Gabriel looked expectantly at the little angel. "Do you have a message for me?" he asked. "Oh, yes, sir. God would like to see you right away." "Thank you," Gabriel sighed. He'd had a busy morning. Managing the heavenly host was taxing, to say the least. "I'm on my way," he said to the little angel. Gabriel moved effortlessly toward the holy residence. He spent a lot of time there as he was one of God's primary messengers. He expected that this would be another assignment to earth where he would have to make an announcement to a somewhat frightened and befuddled human. Making these trips to earth never ceased to alternately bemuse and frustrate Gabriel. You'd think that when God sent a message to someone, they'd be grateful and obedient. But this was rarely the case. They were usually afraid and somewhat belligerent. A funny lot these humans were. They said that they believed in God and wanted to do God's will, but that rarely seemed to be the case. Most often, they found excuses not to do what God desired for them. Gabriel arrived at the door to God's study and knocked quietly. "Who is it?" God called out, as if God didn't already know who it was. God chuckled every time. Gabriel, the senior angel, responded somewhat exasperated. He didn't find the joke near so funny as God. It was wearing a little thin, in fact. "Come in," God called. Gabriel opened the door and entered God's study. There were two cozy, comfortable, easy chairs pulled up to a roaring fire in the fireplace. While the previous exchange had irritated Gabriel, the fact that there was a fire in the fireplace never ceased to amuse Gabriel, as the temperature was always perfect in the heavenly realm. God just loved a fire, and when humans had discovered fire for themselves, God was delighted, for he knew it would be a great source of comfort and progress for them. This fire gave off no heat, but Gabriel had to admit that it created a pleasing atmosphere as they sat to chat. God's study was different each time Gabriel visited, for God was nothing if not imaginative and creative. "How are you, my friend?" God asked. "I'm fine, ma'am, thank you very much." "Good to hear," God responded. Gabriel waited patiently as God gazed with love at Gabriel. God did that for everyone. Still, to be in God's presence was to feel like you were the only being alive. God's love was eternal and unfathomable. Finally, God broke the silence. "Gabriel, I have a very special assignment for you. This is something that I have been planning for, well, forever." Gabriel's interest was piqued. Forever, ma'am? Yes, ever since the universe was created. That's a very long time, Gabriel replied, trying to imagine what this announcement might be. I'm going to send Jesus to Earth, God blurted out. Gabriel gawked. You're going to do what? Yes, you heard me. I'm going to send Jesus to Earth. Whatever for? Gabriel asked. Then he backtracked. I'm sorry, ma'am, but I can't imagine why on earth, pardon the expression, you'd ever want to send Jesus there. God was kind and very patient with Gabriel. Because I love the people and that tiny planet and everything on it. Gabriel couldn't help himself as he once again blurted out, whatever for? They're rebellious and loud and selfish and greedy and careless and lazy and foolish, and God stopped him mid-sentence. Or Gabriel would have gone on and on. This is a conversation they'd had many times before. They may be all of those things, Gabriel, but I love them and I have great compassion for them. They just seem to be really lost right now, and I want to help them. And just what do you think Jesus can do? Gabriel asked, and not without reason. Humans truly were an unruly, quarrelsome bunch, even when God had given them multiple clues as to how to live good lives. They just didn't seem to be able to figure it out. Jesus will show them how to love each other. And how to live well so that all might come to know me and my desire for them. Jesus will model for them how to live simply and how to pray and heal and live together in community. Jesus will remind them that I am the light and that they can be a reflection of my light. He will show them what it is to live in relationship with me and that they can make life better for themselves and for others. He will care for them and love them and heal them and feed them. He will be the hope that they so desperately need and are looking for. Do you think it'll work? Gabriel asked skeptically. It's up to them, God replied. I don't know, Gabriel said somewhat hesitantly, and they sat for a moment in silence. So what would you like me to do, ma'am? I presume you would like me to go to Earth to blow my trumpet and announce Jesus coming to the world. Big production, I imagine. No. I would like you to go to two women, one who is past childbearing age and one who is young and not yet married, and announce to them that they're going to have babies. One child will announce Jesus coming, and the other child will be the king of the world, and this woman will carry him to birth. Gabriel's eyes almost popped out of his head. Jesus is going to go as a baby? A baby? God smiled a gentle smile. Yes, Gabriel, a baby. But how will that do any good? Well, then what kingdom is he going to be born into? I suppose it will be Rome because it's the most powerful kingdom on earth. And will he be the most powerful king the people have ever seen? No, not anything like that, God responded. He will be born to a simple peasant in Galilee. He will never be a king as humans think of kings. He will rule over their hearts and he will show them the way to be human. If they will listen and learn from him. Gabriel was almost apoplectic. He was flabbergasted. He couldn't believe what he was hearing, but this time he was astute enough at least to hold his tongue. He took a deep breath and said, "But why do it this way? Isn't there a better way to get the message across?" "I don't think so, Gabriel. This is the plan. People will listen only if they truly want to, and they will only listen to someone they can trust and follow, someone like them. Jesus must go as a human, just like them. He will be a great leader and friend, He will inspire them with his life and his words. This is how humans work. They need to be led by example, not by laws or coercion or power. You can't force them to do what they don't want to do, but when they're inspired, they follow. They need to be loved and inspired to become what I have always meant for them to be, love incarnate. Jesus will go down as love incarnate and show them that they are too. So he'll be born to a woman just like them? Yes. And he will die like a human? Yes. Being human doesn't seem like much fun. Will you at least make it easy for Jesus? Not too harsh a life or painful? No, Gabriel, that's not how it's going to work. Jesus will suffer more than most ever will. Gabriel had accepted God's plan by now, but he was crestfallen to hear how much Jesus would suffer. Why must he suffer? Because love requires sacrifice and pain. And he is going to show people that it will require that they must suffer too for the sake of creating a better world, one where all will be understood and cared for. Gabriel didn't really understand all that God was saying. And he didn't understand God, but he trusted her. So he just sat and he pondered. After a moment, Gabriel said, "Okay, I'll do what you say. When would you like this to happen?" "You will start tomorrow," God said. "First, you will go to Elizabeth, and in 6 months, to Mary of Nazareth." Gabriel nodded and got up to leave. As Gabriel moved to open the door, God spoke once more. "Oh, and Gabriel, could you start rounding up the heavenly choir for a few extra practices? They're going to have a big part to play in this revelation too." "Will do," answered Gabriel as he stepped out to prepare for the biggest announcement he would ever make.